This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Show.
What up, what up, what up, though? Ball Hawk Show.
Yeah. If you know, you know. If you know, you know. Bricklayers in ball shorts, coaching from the side of the ball court. If you know, you know. One stop like a Walmart. We got the tennis balls for the wrong sport. If you know, you know. If you know about the carport, the trapdoor's supposed to be awkward. If you know, you know. That's the reason we ball for. Circle round twice for the encore. If you know, you know.
What up, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up? That's enough of that. What up? I just wanted to intro it right, because I know everybody got a lot to say. And I was about to do a podcast episode by myself, but it's like, I like to talk to the people. I don't like talking to just air and instrumentals in the background all the time. So we are here on Twitter Spaces again, UVA head football coach. Some news came down today. Apparently, Anthony Poindexter will not be the head coach of the University of Virginia. And I know a lot of people got things to say. It seems from what I've gathered that Tony Elliott, he probably already here by now. He was on the jet here with his family. And somebody loading up their family, it's a done deal. Apparently. But I don't trust nothing but the ink on a piece of paper. So don't quote me in saying that I got the hot news or something like that. I see everybody with questions. I'm going to let y'all come on in, speak your piece, share your thoughts on what's going down, then I'll share my thoughts as well. But, yeah, you guys can start speaking, because I'm at the point that I'd rather let the people talk, because I got plenty of time to where I can say something and I can load something up where I can say something again. So, Eric, I see you unmuted, man. You go ahead and share your thoughts.
Yeah. You know, really kind of at a loss right now, you know, thinking for the last, you know, close to 48 hours that it was going to be Dex. You know, I'd heard that it was pretty much a done deal, that, you know, lawyers were looking over everything, that, you know, maybe not agreed to a deal in terms of years and money, things like that, but the things were moving along really, really well. Again, don't know where this supposed breakdown in negotiations was. And look, if it does end up being Tony Elliott, like every indication right now says it is, I'm actually pretty happy with the hire. He's got a great background, seems to have a great energy about him, knows the academic side of things really well. He was, I think, like a 3.5, 3.6 GPA at Clemson. Just won a couple years ago the Broyles Award for the top assistant. I mean, his background, his resume is really, really impressive. And I think if fans are able to put this whole Poindexter episode, you know, behind them and see who the new guy is, you know, who Tony Elliott is, and get a chance to listen to him, that, you know, I think people are going to be eventually, you know, come around to this guy. And that's certainly my hope.
No, I definitely appreciate that, man. Yeah. I mean, he did win a Broyles Award for the top assistant in 2017, former walk-on that became a captain at Clemson. You know, worked his way up. Started at South Carolina State, then Furman, and then Clemson in 2011 as the running backs coach, and then OC/running back coach for 2015 and 2019. And the past two seasons, he was the full-fledged offensive coordinator by himself. So, yeah, and, you know, you got, like you said, got the national championship from Clemson. He walking into, it's going to be unfair to him, because he was going up against a giant. Poindexter is a giant. He is a legendary name. Yeah. And that's going to be tough for him. It truly is. And folk, as much as we want folks to give people a clean slate, they're going to compare this to Don Staley not being the coach. Like, you got another great and we dropped the ball again. Like, we don't know who's, like, in any situation, you look for something to blame or someone to blame. And shout out to my man Stan Norfleet that's on here. We had a discussion and he brought us some great points. And, you know, everybody's going to look at Carla and, like, how did you not get Dex back home? Unless he full-fledged just said no. But even if he could come out, even if he came out and said, I turned it down, people were like, yeah, whatever. You just trying to save her. Like, they're not going to let that lie as quick as we will want folks to, because you still want to support the head coach if he is named the head coach. Like, I'm going to still say if, because I'm not going to be out here saying he is, yeah, and then that falls through. But, you know, from everything that I've been reading and fed and receiving, like I said, he should be in town right now. Them Jets is fast.
He did. According to John Shiflett and FlightAware, you know, his plane just landed. So, you know, I'm sure he'll be on ground or, you know, wherever the interview is going to be here, you know, within the hour. So it seems like now is more than anything else just a waiting game to see, you know, when and what else.
Yeah. And what else? That's that. It's going to be tough, though.
What's next? Yeah.
It's going to be tough.
So I think, what's up, Hawk? It's Billy. How are you?
What's up, Billy? I'm good, man. How you doing?
I think it's a really good point, right? That people are going to just by default be maybe a little less optimistic with Elliot, given how excited people were about Dex. And I hope that people don't hold that against Tony and at least give him a chance. I won't tell anyone they have to like somebody that they don't like, but you know, I at least give the guy a chance, which I don't know will happen. I want to throw maybe a crazy idea out there. You can tell me I'm an idiot if I'm an idiot, but Vic Soto just got out at USC because the coaching staff changed. Is it a crazy idea to think that Carla's going to pursue conversations with him?
And that's a good question, because if she reaches out to Vic, is that cutting Elliot's legs from underneath him? Like, do we allow the new head coach to create his own, like, to build his own staff, or is he okay allowing the administration to start reaching out to folks? From what I understood, so Vic wanted to be close to the family, and that's why, you know, he went out to USC. But, you know, when a job is available and you out of a job, you know, it's a little different. But, of course, we would welcome him back here. I love Vic. And that's a great question. It's like, what's going to happen with Biscuit now as well?
What's up? What's up, Hawk? It's Jermaine. How you doing today, man?
I'm good, bro. How you doing?
I'm good. I really just have a simple question, but I don't know. But, I mean, you or anyone else on here, please feel free to chime in. But kind of just some guys, just tell me what you guys know about Elliot and what he can bring to the UVA program.
Well,
Hawk, I'm gonna speak on that a little bit, man, and I hate to interrupt, but I'm down here in South Carolina, bro. I've been down here for 8 years, and first and foremost, I want to say, and I know you probably feel the same way. I mean, obviously, we all wanted Dex, or a large majority of us did, but yo, man, I'm super happy for Dex. I think it's a good opportunity for him to go back, you know, not be a co-defensive coordinator, but be a defensive coordinator. I mean, I was probably one of the few guys, and I know you brought this up too, but I wanted Dex, but I didn't, because, man, I felt like it was almost a trap.
Mm.
Like it was a trap for him to come back, and the way he departed last time with some of the fans kind of being on him when he was special teams coach, it just, man, and all of you guys, man, you know, I didn't want that to be Dex's legacy at UVA, come in, possibly not get provided what he needed to be successful. And then, you know, then you get the witch hunt on, man. So me personally, I hate it that he's not going to be in Charlottesville. But in the same breath, man, I'm super, super excited for Dex, and I'm happy for him, man. I really am.
Definitely. Definitely.
But, But, you know, going over to Tony Elliott, you know, I've had some conversation with Clemson guys because obviously I'm down here, man. And, you know, this year hasn't gone so well for Tony. He's had a lot of five-star guys come in, and he's had a lot of holes to fill, you know, with Trevor Lawrence being gone and losing ETN, which was a staple in that backfield, man. That was a reliable dog, man. You hand the rock to that kid, and, you know, he's going to get you some yards or he might break it for 60. And, you know, a lot of the Clemson fans that I trust that are pretty, you know, pretty open about it. And, you know, they're not like, man, we hate this guy, because they understand the situation he was in this year and understand what he's been able to do for their program for 2 years. But, you know, they're probably like, for you guys, it's probably not the worst hire. I mean, the guy is super capable. He's a high energy guy. You know, he's a coach, you know, he's a player's coach, guys rally around him. So it'll be a little bit different than Bronco. Not to say he isn't a player's coach, because I know those guys love him. I mean, you know, everybody loves their coach, but I think Tony's really, really involved. It'll just be different to see him in a head coaching position versus a coordinator position and how that translates, if that makes sense.
No, that makes sense. That definitely makes sense. And that's the thing that I wanted to, you know, communicate to the fan base is like, we all understand, you know, what Dex is to the University of Virginia. But it didn't go through, and you want to be patient and give Elliott his just due, man, like truly support him, support the program, support the incoming recruits that are still committed. Hopefully those guys in the transfer portal come back and return to the squad, because he's been around success. He's had, like, the positions he's coached, it's been some successful guys there. And you got to see how he builds upon what Bronco did for this program, because Bronco took it out the mud and it's stabilized now. And that's all you want. Everybody just – I see my man OG, expectations. Everybody, I laugh every time I say that now. I can't say expectation no more without saying it in his voice now, man. But yeah, I just want the fan base to like give him a fair shot. And me and my homie was talking off air, and we all said it, man. It's like, as a former teammate of Dex, you do become torn in a sense, because it's like, am I betraying Dex by fully embracing Tony Elliott? And unless my OG say, no, you good, then we good. But if I don't get that okay, am I betraying him because I'm fully on board with the hire of Tony Elliott? You know what I'm saying? Y'all feel what I'm saying? Like, when somebody your homeboy and it don't go through, it's like, all right, well, can I be his friend? Because my homeboy not here. We wanted him here. But, you know, I sent him a text out. I just said I love him. That was it. Like, this is a business. And I've been in this business a long time on the other side as far as a player. And I don't fault Caller. I don't fault Dex. It just didn't happen. Now, if you fault Caller, or if you fault Dex, or if you don't like Tony Elliott just because, you can do that. It's safe. I'm not telling you how to think. I'm just saying, for me personally, you could quote me and take this clip. I don't have an issue with nobody. You got to do what's best for you at the end of the day. That's negotiation. We're trying to do the best. Like, I'm going to try to get the most I can. You can try to not give out more than what I'm worth, and you go from there. But, you know, Petty Hawk got a couple jokes, but I ain't gonna put them out there just yet. But I got a couple jokes up my sleeve, I do, and they gonna be funny. Got my man Fleet on here. Fleet, what's good with you, babe? See if he unmute his mic. Oh, he might not be able to.
Hey, Hawk.
Yeah.
I see our other fam on here, the great Cornell Brown from the other university.
Yeah. Oh, no, hey, we got a real living legend from the 757 that went to Clemson, played quarterback, TB himself in the building. So yeah. If he want to talk, he could definitely send a request, man. I'm glad and honored that he in the building too. So salute to him.
I gotta take this tractor back to the shop so we can get ready for this 8 o'clock space.
Yeah.
You already know expectations don't change. Nothing changes. Maybe it changes in some of them off brand people's minds. The script stays the same. It's only one objective.
to continue busting motherfuckers in the mouth.
Hey, don't give away your throwaway bars, because I know you still got your 8 o'clock space. I want you to say your bars now. Don't.
Hey, Hulk.
Yo.
Hey, Hulk.
What's up?
Stay asleep.
Yeah, that's free.
Hey, yo, what's going on, fellas? Hey, listen. Everybody that know me on here know, you know, I keep something to say, and I want to be respectful of the medium. I do. I appreciate all of y'all that created the platform with Hulk so we can have these conversations. But I've been on the phone with UGA people on all levels of the organization and the program all day. And personally, for me, Hulk, I'm not even ready to entertain what Tony Elliott is or is not. For me, the University of Virginia football program had an opportunity to infuse energy, cachet, credibility, and money into the program. And this is a missed opportunity. So I understand, yes, we're going to give Tony Elliott in due time his fair shake.
Mm-hmm.
But this was a missed opportunity here. And so for us to go around, we know how difficult it is, man, to go out there with these colors. We know what we're up against in this conference, in the Power Five. You understand the business, Hulk. I do, too. But I can't get out of my spirit. It's in my spirit, Hulk. This was a missed opportunity. And I think it's okay to be hot about that, to feel disrespect. I feel betrayed by the bestowers of authority and power at this institution right now. That's just how I feel.
Nah, I respect that, bro. And that's what I'm saying. It's a safe space for folks to really vent and let out their true feelings without people holding it against them. And I'm with you, bro. I'm definitely with you. I see Danny T got his hand up. You got to mute yourself, Danny Thompson, and speak your piece.
Hawk, what's going on? Great to talk to you as always. I know you mentioned on the show Saturday about getting into the 757. You was on our show Saturday.
Yep.
We all know about Tony Elliott and the reputation he has of being a recruiter. But can anybody in this space tell me, has he recruited in the 757 or in the 804 in the past? Because as most of us know in this area, the recruits are here, but they just don't stay here. Does anybody know about Tony Elliott's history in recruiting in this area? Because that's super important if UVA is going to get to that next level like they were before.
That's a great question. That's a great question.
I can't answer that. That's one. I mean, coaches, we got to get ahead to answer that. We need Big Glove to tackle that one. And he had a lot to say about Tony last time. At the last space he had, he brought up Tony Elliott. He's a good recruiter. He recruits the area. I had another coach down there hit me up a couple minutes ago out there at Green Run. He said, Tony Elliott is a good recruiter, but that's the main question. Is he going to utilize what's here? He done has something to fall back on to help him with recruiting. So, I mean, that's just a big question. How are you going to recruit here? Is you going to stick to the blueprint? Or are you going to go off what you know? Because the blueprint here can get you where you need to be. It's just the fact that are you going to utilize that? So, I mean, I honestly don't know that one. Like I said, I wish we had Coach Glover. If you got any of them coaches down there in the 7-5, maybe Big Vic can speak about it, but I can't speak to that one. I can't attest to that one.
There it is.
Hey, Hulk, look, I just want to touch on what Fleet said, because I really wasn't going to go in on my feelings and how I'm feeling, but what Fleet said is exactly right. Like, I feel disappointed right now. Like, I feel like I feel like anxiety. I feel uncomfortable. Like, I just don't have a good feeling, especially the timing. And I saw a quote that timing is everything, and maybe the timing went right. But like Fleet said, we had an opportunity to do something special. Not do something different, do something special. We had an opportunity to infuse our program with something that we needed for a minute. And for that opportunity to not take place, like, it hurts. Like, it hurts, because I believe this shit. Like, this is my university, this is our university. We bled, we sweat, we poured tears, but it's just, so like, I feel a certain type of way, and for it not to come to fruition, it just feels strange. And like you said, Hulk, I sent Dex a text. I just said, man, I'm with you, I love you, let's get it. That's all I said. I don't even expect a response back, but for whatever reason, it didn't work. And I feel I know it's a missed opportunity because we all work in business and we all have like business opportunities that don't work out. And when they don't work out, then a week later, you wish it did work out. But that's just my 2 cents. I'm a little upset, but in the same sense, I'm excited for Dex and what's next for him.
No, I appreciate that. I appreciate that, man. You just sharing your true feelings. That's respected. And I got some new speakers on here. I'm going to just try to get as many speakers as I can. I'm going to rotate guys because at like 4:45, I probably stop the space just because I know my man OG want to do a space at 8 o'clock, and I still got to get my miles in today. I ain't get up this morning, so I get my miles in this afternoon. You dig? I got to get like 6 out, man. So, but I definitely wanted to share the space with everybody. I will say this. I've been seeing people tweet me, and one gentleman said that Clemson fans want Elliott out. Their offense was complete dumpster fire this season. This is the guy we're hiring. Honestly, I'm not surprised. And I wanted to ask that too, because the past 2 years, their offense been struggling like our defense, or at least this year. And I know if, you know, it's going to be questions like, who will he hire as the offensive coordinator? Would he assume that position as well? Like, we haven't gotten that far yet, but that's going to be a question that's asked, because people are going to really start diving into his resume. I mean, that's just what we do. Like, everybody was saying, oh, is Dex even qualified? He's been a co-defensive coordinator this whole time. But we all knew with Dex, it was a different feel. It was a different type of beast. It was, you go as a scout in our areas that we from, 757-804, and they say, well, who's possibly going to be the coach? And when Dex's name was thrown out there, them pipelines opened up. Oh, word? Perked up. You know, we just realized it wasn't as much as the coaching that everybody was excited about. It's about the surrounding piece that everybody pay attention to here in Charlottesville. Like, look, if y'all don't know, Charlottesville different. Tony going to find out. It's different here. Oh, it's different culture here, baby. Oh, my God. You coming from Clemson? It's a football powerhouse. Y'all always on TV, always on prime time, always getting these 5 stars. Hey, you got bowling knowledge. You got everything you earned that you funded. You about to come here, and you going to see. It's different. That ain't a knock on my university. I'm just saying. It's different. And he going to have to adjust to the different. And we don't know if that different affected Dex. Like, wait a minute. It is different there. Because I saw what everybody was saying about Dex. I saw it. He don't have the experience. Last time I checked, new head coaches usually haven't been head coaches before. So none of them got experience. You feel me? Somebody calling me, my bad.
J. James.
The exact experience.
Yeah. So, any of the new speakers, did y'all want to say anything, man? I'm going to respect y'all patience, my man Steve.
Just real quick, I got a question. But before I give you the question, I just want to say that I've been on a lot of search committees. I've hired a lot of people, and I've been turned down a lot.
Mm.
You know, been turned down by people that I've offered positions to. And, you know, you got to come forward to the table with something that's worth buying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not going to go and sell somebody something that's full of shit. Mm. You're not going to say, especially if you're not someone like Dex, right? Dex is going to know what he's getting into. And he's got, you know, he's got to be treated honestly. And so if there's not something put on the table that's worth buying for a man like Dex at this point in his career, when it's all open for him, you know, at 45 years old, you got it all out there for you. And if it's not right, it's not right. You got to walk away. And so, you know, I'm with like the rest of these guys that said, you know what, I'm kind of happy for Dex that maybe, you know, to know whether or not it's right and to hear something and then just decide to walk away. Now, my question is, damn TV. My question is, you know, what is the difference between bringing in a coach a head coach with his team and bringing in a coordinator that doesn't have a team of coaches that he's going to be bringing in. You know, is there a different dynamic there? And what is Carla left with when you're putting it out there on the table and you're saying, hey, you know what, this is what we have to offer for a head coach. Is that part of the dynamic that's there? Is it along with this, we're going to offer you, you know, a head start with some head, you know, with some help with assistant mm-hmm. coaches? Or is that not even something that they want to talk about? That's it.
You might have some administrators that got ideas of who they want you to include on your staff. It just depends on the individual. Like, some guys who aspire to be head coaches already got coaches in mind that they would probably hire, and then they will look at the staff. But that's a great question. When you come as a coordinator, you don't, that's the back, that's the, what's the word I want to use? Well, I'm just saying just the difference. Because when you're a former head coach, like Bronco, when he left BYU, he brought everybody. And then he kept Biscuit. But when you're a coordinator, you got to facilitate and form this coaching staff. You got to start pulling from different places. And your first year, you working on that cohesiveness as well. So that's a great question, because that's what it went through that as well. You know? So now if he comes on staff and be like, all right, I like you, depending on how many he keep from this current staff, that can help springboard as far as guys who are on board and can convey your message. But that's a great question, Steve. Definitely a great question. Appreciate that. Any of my others? Yeah, go ahead.
And again, I want to be respectful of everybody that want to speak, because, again, y'all know me, Fleek can go. I need to hear from Carla. And I understand there's going to be a presser, but that presser that's coming up is going to be, and rightfully so, that press is going to be about Tony Elliott. I've already stated, I'm not on here ready to talk about Tony Elliott today. The headline here is what we all know, not the right Virginia man. The right man for the job is not our head football coach. I need to hear from Carla, who represents the best interest of the University of Virginia Athletic Department. I need to understand from her what happened in the 2.5 days you was out there in Vegas where this man is being honored. You saw the fanfare. You saw the support. You heard from the donors. You heard from current and former players. Everybody was waiting for you to do what was obvious. I need to hear from her. Why not? And then I can celebrate Tony later. Okay. Right now, it's about Anthony Poindexter.
Nah, I respect that. I respect that.
That is so on point, because this whole time, that's been my number one question of what happened. Like, there was so much momentum. Just like a few of you guys, I was getting text messages, and I mean, it seemed like it was all but confirmed, and then just out of nowhere, the fire went out. And so, Stan nailed it on the head. A couple of brothers said there's a serious deflate right now, even with a head coaching job being answered. There's a serious deflate with the UVA football program right now. Even for me, that's the question. Like, what happened? Like, for lack of better words, like, what went sideways? I too am happy for Dex. Absolutely, 100%. I much would have preferred he'd been here, but what happened? What happened?
Yeah. We all want to know what happened. And shout out to Adam Redingbird from ESPN. I didn't believe nobody's tweets until I seen his tweets. When he dropped and said, Dex, text me, ain't nobody crazy enough to say Dex text them and told them something. So I didn't believe nothing that nobody's, and that's respectfully to anybody that's current that I know that was dropping tweets about what they heard, because you could have been right. But I put out my tweet earlier. I said, everybody got somebody on the inside, and we still hearing a bunch of different damn information. How we got all these inside people and everybody saying something different? That's all I kept saying, because I was like, something not right. Something ain't right. Something, 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 something just ain't right. You know? Was it the money? Deion had a song called about the money.
I'm told, Hawk, just I hung up the phone since we talked. I'm told the Bronco wanted, that Dex wanted a little bit less than Bronco. I'm told it wasn't money.
Mm. So he didn't want more than Bronco. Now,
here's
this,
what I can tell you.
Now, this dude who put out the tweet about lowering academic expectations or standards, I don't know about that one.
That was a fake account.
Okay. Yeah. I just want to clarify that for somebody, because somebody going to jump out there. Not right now, but they're going to, when I release this as a podcast, somebody going to comment, well, your boy asked for academic. Nah, that was fake.
Okay, so let's just be reasonable here. And again, I'm not being emotional with this part right here. In any program, when a head coach comes in, it's always a few, like a handful of real key factors. Okay, Deck understands the history of the program. Check. Okay, recruiting fertility in the region. Dex understands that. Okay, check. Financial resources. Dex understands the money that was being offered, and he understands the master plan project. Check. Ain't but two other things that could have taken this sideways. Either the athletic director and Dex just didn't have synergy mm-hmm. in terms of their vision for the program, or staff. There's only two things. You don't get on a plane in Las Vegas for 2.5 days and y'all don't have synergy. Clearly, Dex has had a conversation with Carla before, and they talked about general philosophy. Say that again.
Oh, yeah.
So that only leaves for Stan Norfleet. Everybody's free to believe what you want. Oh, that only leaves one thing. This is about staff. And this is about when Bronco meant it to me. When Bronco got us to the Coastal, when we won the Coastal and got us to the title game in 2019, Carla chose to extend Bronco. And by extending him, he also extended the staff.
Yes.
So on one hand, it's not about Dex bringing like his personal salary, the money. Dex don't want to bring in his staff too.
That's so what we're talking about, Stan.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Y'all understand where I'm going here? Like, to me, I'm sad.
I think that's what was on the table that Dex walked away from. I truly believe that.
So they tried to Mike London him in a sense, pick his staff for him.
Yep. Or he saw the writing on the wall that's where it was headed.
And Hulk, we had this conversation.
Yep.
About 5 days ago.
We did.
The exact conversation on why we didn't want Dex to come to UVA. And that was the sole reason. Everything else, like Fleet said, check, 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 check. And to the comment earlier about Soda, about Dick coming back, and saying that Carla, wonder if Carla reached out to him. My thought was, I don't want Carla, I don't want anybody reaching out to anybody when our next coach is hired. I don't want that. No, we've seen what happens when administration gets involved in the process at UVA.
At UVA.
I'm not saying it don't work some other places. We are different schools, different perception, different standards. And when administration gets involved, their perception of being great is not reality.
Yeah, I want Tony to hire. I want Tony Elliott to hire his own staff. Do your due diligence. Get the guys you feel fit. What your vision is. What your mantra is.
Hawk, that's what we want for anybody, right?
Yep.
But are Carla's hands tied? Is the deal that she's offering? You know, is that included? Something that, you know, and maybe that's good for Tony. Maybe that's what he needs or what he wants is to come here and take on something that's already started. But when Bronco's talking about my vision aligns with her vision, we're on the same page, I'm stepping away. He didn't say we're stepping away. is he leaving his staff here? And that, you know, I.
But majority of the time, majority of the time when the coach leaves, the staff don't have a job anymore. That's how I. That's some things change.
Wasn't all the coaches' contracts up this year anyway? Besides Bronco,
I don't know. For a coach to sign an extension like Bronco did, and for the assistants not to get extensions too, I think that's highly irregular. But I could be mistaken.
Look, I didn't play with Dex. I played before Dex with Sean and Kirby and all those guys. And I'm truly disappointed it's not our head coach. And like everybody else, I want to know what the hell happened. Because he should be the head coach. He should be down in the 757 and 804 recruiting and getting us back to where we were when I played. So I really want to know. I want to hear. I'm probably not going to hear. But the one thing we've got to do no matter what is we've got to support when everybody's ready, and we got to get these recruits in-house because you can't win without talent, and right now we're not getting the talent that we need.
And that's why I wanted Dex the most because I thought he could bring in the most talent. Like, you know, Dex got way more cred in Virginia than Tony Elliott does, and that's not a knock to him. It's just when Elliott recruits, he's selling Clemson. You know, Virginia's a whole different – is different.
That's a great point. He's selling where he came from. That's true. You know? That's why I said, man, that's why I'm being transparent. It's an uproar battle for him because he was going against a juggernaut. You know? It's like – You got this sporting event you going to, you got the heavy favorite, everybody love, and then the underdog win. You don't even want to admit that the underdog won. That's what it feels like.
But Hulk, let's just simplify this thing, man. We say we need resources to recruit. Bronco keeps saying the facility is not on par. It's not comparable with the other schools in the conference. Okay, that takes money. Who's more likely to get a bigger bag on behalf of the program, Dex or Tony Elliott? They say it's about recruiting. Well, it takes bag to get facilities to get the recruits. Okay, they trying to get to the lead. Tony Elliott going to get more dudes associated with Virginia on the phone than Dex that went to the lead? Like, I'm not seeing any – Tony Elliott could have a 9.0 GPA. I know Dex's degree says the same thing mine says. University of Virginia, Bachelor of Arts. So I'm not seeing on any capacity where we ended up with the better candidate for the job. In this case, the candidate happened to be an icon.
Mm-hmm.
I need somebody to tell me from over there what that's about before I send another damn dollar over there. You're going to have to tell me why, and Hulk, you may have gotten that. Y'all are more local than I am, many of you. I didn't have a say in what was going on with the Bronco hire, and we didn't have any type of form of what was going on because she know it would have been an overwhelming majority Anthony Poindexter. And I'm going to say this because it needs to be said. People get real funny when they feel like their power may be compromised, and I'm going to leave it at that.
Hey, Stan, you can't be keep coming in here dropping the mic like you've done and then drop the mic again. Yo, you said some real stuff. Everybody's in agreement with you. I mean, I ain't getting no phone call. I'll put that out there. I ain't want no damn phone call. Yes, I did. I'm lying. I wanted a phone call. Why I ain't getting no phone call? What about me?
I wanted one, but I knew I wouldn't get one, so I ain't tripping.
Let me see. My man Adam, what's good, man? You want to speak?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I do think Poindexter might have been a good coach, but I'm all right with Tony Elliott. I'm all right with Tony Elliott. I know he's not used to recruiting Virginia, but he is used to recruiting big time recruits, and we have to be able to get those guys in. And I know that he has he's pretty solid on offense. Yes, he was selling Clemson, but he couldn't sell anything else because that's where he was. Now he can sell UVA. It is a different program, but I think that he can sell it. He's a great coach. Everybody that's been around him talks great about him. Yes, Poindexter is all this and that, but I believe that Tony Elliott is a good hire, but I'm not saying he's the better hire. I think that he's a good hire, though.
No doubt. No doubt. Yeah.
Look, until the results come in, I'm not going to say whether he's a good hire or a bad hire, because results mean everything. So you can't say he's a good hire, but he's not produced. And when you look at our program has been very mediocre over the last years, except for 1 or 2 years. We got to do better. And I think that's what's going to get us over the hump with recruits. That's what's going to get us over with having good coaches come in and even considering us. And that will help us the next time we may be looking for a coach. The Dex may say, hey, this is what I want. And us saying, we need you and we want you.
Around the rotunda. Go ahead, get your hand up, bro.
Yo, what's going on? How are you doing, Ahmad?
I'm good, bro. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been thinking about this a lot ever since kind of the news broke that Elliott was back in the picture. I guess the biggest concern for me, and I think a lot of people, you know, it seems just from what I'm hearing, are having the same concerns about this hire. Obviously, you know, what happened with Dex, but my other thing is, like, why are we going back to Elliott if he was out of the picture, if, like, we put him out of the picture when we thought we had Dex? Like, if he wasn't right for the job then why is he all of a sudden right for the job now? And I guess that's my biggest concern. You know, obviously, yeah, he coached at Clemson for a number of years, and so he has the championship experience. But, you know, recruiting at Virginia is very much different than recruiting at Clemson. You know, obviously, we don't have the facilities that Clemson has to offer. We don't have the it's a completely different animal here. I don't know. It's just I just have a lot of concerns. Obviously, I'm going to support him because I don't think I really have much of a choice at this point. But I guess I just kind of want to know why. I just want to know why.
Why we spent the block? We went back.
Say what?
You want to know why we went? Like, if he got eliminated? Like,
I mean, I know Carlo was put in a really bad position with Bronco resigning unexpectedly.
Yeah.
So I understand from that perspective. You know, you probably just have to. I don't know if you say take what you can get.
Yeah.
But it's like this. We're kind of late into the coaching market at this point, and you know, I kind of wonder if, you know, I just want to know, did we make a call to Huff, or did we make a call to the guy coaching over at ODU? I just want to know. I'm just really curious if other calls were made to other potential candidates instead of just making a rash decision here of a guy that, you know, would rather take a job here than go to, you know, Duke, who is, you know, even more of a.
Yeah, and I think I could answer problem. That, and a lot of fans are not going to want to hear this. And I said this when Bronco left, or when they were saying fire this and that coach. Coaches don't line up to come here. I know everybody hate that I say that, but a bunch of coaches don't line up to coach at UVA. They just don't. I mean, I love my school, but I've never seen, like, when Bronco got hired here, everybody was still like, who? And then you had to look at what he did at BYU, and you saw how many games he was winning. But still, when everybody's talking about these bigger guys like DeMarc, Rick, or whoever, all the big name dudes, I'm like, they're not coming here. Once they, respectfully, once you step foot on our campus compared to other campuses, we are behind. Do you want to go through that? It's tiresome. Bronco looked tired when he said, I'm going to step away from the game. You can tell he's been fighting a battle behind closed doors that we ain't privy to.
Yep.
You feel what I'm saying? And yeah, and everybody loves to just skirt away from that, but I'm going to always skirt us right back. So when it comes to Elliott, why we went back to Elliott, probably ain't got nobody else there. And he said if he had to choose, he'd rather go to Virginia, coach at Virginia, than Duke. So we knew we had him in the back pocket, in a sense. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, and you got it, like you said, hands are tied. We got to make a fast move because you see our fans, you see our recruits. They, let me reopen. You see our current players, let me go to the portal. So you got to speed it up because the fans, even today, they're like, yo, when we going to make an announcement, even though it's on, today marks a week, but Monday, even Friday, why we ain't got no coach yet? Because we at Virginia.
Yeah, It's not easy. You don't have people knocking at the door.
It's just not, man. It's just not.
But you didn't. Hold. Real quick, we didn't need nobody to knock at the door. The dude that got the garage door opener was sitting in our face.
And I guess I have one other thing in regards to Dex. I mean, you know, my question is, and this is somebody kind of brought it to me. You know, did we make an offer and then Penn State came back and gave him a crap ton more money to go to be the full time defensive coordinator there?
I don't know, man. I mean, in business, if somebody offers you something, you used to get your agent to call your current situation and be like, hey, this is what they're offering. What you going to do? That's business. Yeah. That's good business there.
It's almost like did he use us to get leverage at Penn State?
Hey, man.
Is it safe to say that Dex's not making as a DC what he would make as a Power 5
head coach? We know that. It's more money in being the head coach here.
What are we doing?
That's true. That's true.
I'm just thinking the situation at Penn State might be a hell of a lot better than it is here. Regardless, I don't know. That's my only thought is that he's got a pretty good gig going on at Penn State. They consistently had a good defense. He's going to have the reins to himself this year. Now the prize gone, and maybe he wanted to take his chances with that instead, and maybe see how things go down the road.
It's like they say, man. I know I'm coming home, but look where I'm at.
Yeah,
you got to pitch it, because look where I'm at. I'm used to 100,000 strong. Yeah. I'm just being devil's advocate. Like, I'm 100,000 strong. I could probably get 50 at my spring game. You want to what? You trying to shortchange me?
If you being a devil's advocate, then I'm the devil then.
Yeah. Because
you doggone right. You get 100,000. We can't even get 40 in our spot. Go ahead, Fleet.
I'm sorry, Malik, but we also got to understand the nature of the man we talking about. And I'm with y'all. At some point, it won't be tonight, but at some point, I will turn the page and I'll be ready to talk about Tony. Facts. But what I'm saying is, we all know Dex. The mentality of the man is, ooh, things ain't right. Things not right. But when my people going to support me, I'm going to make it right. If you give me what I need to get going.
Hey, Hawk. Do you think on some level that Carla wanted both of them and she told Dex that he would be the D quarter and she'd pay him out the ass, but he said no?
Say it again?
I said, do you think on some level Carla went to Dex and told him he would be the D coordinator and she wanted both of them?
Ooh. Well, their contracts are up in March. I just got word that the assistant contracts are up in March.
But that's what I'm saying. Do you think that Carla possibly went to Dex and was like, I want Tony as the head coach and you as my team coordinator?
Man, I mean, that's a great question.
Disrespectful.
I agree. Yeah. But I think that's what happened.
Hawk, what we know right now is that they interviewed Dex, and now they're going to interview Tony. We know that Tony was interviewed by Duke. But we don't know that Duke offered anything to Tony. Is that right?
That's correct. Because yeah. Duke also interviewed former Giants offensive coordinator Jason Garrett this week.
Yeah, so they're still offering. You know, they're still interviewing people, and Tony hasn't been offered anything. If there was an offer out there, they'd leave it there for a day, but they're not going to leave it there for weeks while they interview other people. Yeah, I mean, Duke's probably passed on him.
Yeah. Hey.
I would say I'd rather go to UVA, too. No one's offered me anything.
Not to cut you off, but I see Taj. Hey, Taj, did you want to say anything, Brian? I'll ask respectfully. You could give me a 100 if you want to say something, or don't emoji at all if you don't want to say something. Because, I mean, you played at Clemson, and you can share your thoughts. But I ain't want to put him on the spot. But I'm a offer, though, because I see you in here. Basketball Fanatic, you got your hand up. You can unmute yourself.
Yeah, what's up, Hawk? This is Travis.
What's up, Trav?
Steve, what's up, man?
Hey, what's good?
So the crazy thing is, like, y'all probably heard about those coaches' runs back in North Grounds a couple, probably like 6, 7, 8 years ago. I was in there. And that's when I got to know both all the coaches. Well, we call them coaches, but Hawk, Sean Moore, who else was there? Of course, Dex was there. And we used to have battles, y'all. And, like, when I heard that Dex could possibly be the coach, it was almost like a dream, right? And I'm listening to everyone talk, and, like Stan, you dropping nuggets. My main question is, did Carla know all of this? Like, was she aware of the influence and how much of an impact that Dex could make, had already made, and could make in the future?
She's very aware of that.
That's my biggest question.
She's very aware of that. Very.
What did she need?
Ain't no sugarcoating around that. When Dex came to the Duke game to be recognized, she heard it. When she just went to Vegas, he going to the College Football Hall of Fame. She heard it. You can see it. When you see Anthony Poindexter, it don't take you but 10 seconds to know, oh, he is the GOAT. You are in the presence of greatness.
That's making me even more mad then, like, because did you know that?
But respectfully, I don't know the negotiations.
Hey, Hall, let me give the people what I shared earlier. And this is coming from a very reliable source. And I know we all say that, but I'm being dead. So we all know the master plan is on hold, and we got to get to 50% before they put the shovel in the ground. Where they 50% from the 50%. I was told upon execution of the contract for Anthony Poindexter to become the head football coach at the University of Virginia, a single private donor would have a shovel in the ground next week. So when you talk about Dex's influence, you had people with the check ready to roll. I mean, at the highest level. Carla knew that. I'm out on that. I ain't got nothing to say on that part.
I mean, I even thought about giving. Like, I mean, I'm just like, I ain't know, like, at that level. But I'm like, that's Dex. So if I'm someone who usually don't give, would have started giving because of Dex. How many other people out there like me?
Okay.
The money probably would have started coming in.
Facts. All right, man. I'm going to get some other people giving them a chance to talk. Connor, what's good with you, man?
Yo, Ballhawk, what's good? This is a travesty on so many levels, and I don't even know what to say. This guy changes the UVA football landscape with one single pen to paper, and they have managed to mess this up. I'm dead ass. He changes everything, and it's over, just like that.
Man, I'm with you. So, if folks that were speakers seeing you being removed, I'm trying to just, I see a lot of people requesting. I want to be respectful of them, give them opportunity to share their question, their thoughts as we wind down, man. Apologize. I'm so definitely honored by 500 people plus in here. But who next? My bad. I'm going to stop. Go.
Hey, Hawk.
What's up, Greg?
How you doing, man? I don't know if you guys want to hear a hokey perspective.
No, you're welcome. You're welcome.
But I'm going to give it to you. I know Anthony well, and I can tell you as a hokey, I was very, very nervous at the thought of him taking the job because that guy can recruit, and he's a quality individual. Where I think the problem is for you guys is the timing of this is bad. And I don't believe for a minute that Bronco decided all of a sudden to resign. I think he was asked to resign, and the timing was bad. Now, as far as Dex goes, you know, UVA's got some serious money, some serious big-time donors. So I'm wondering why it is that they couldn't come up with the money for Dex. And what that tells me is it might not have come down to money. Maybe Dex is happy at Penn State. And let's be honest, y'all are going to hate me for saying this, but football is more important at Penn State than it is at Virginia. Not the guys in this room we're talking to, but he's probably making going to make $2 million as a DC, and he could have made $4.5 million as a head coach. That's a lot of money.
Okay. I appreciate that.
For him to turn it down, there's something going on there. I was shocked.
Yeah, we all definitely are all shocked, man. Definitely appreciate your feedback, Greg, especially coming from a Hokie, man. Respect to you. Respect to you guys and your head coach as well, man. Congratulations on that.
Well, I appreciate it, man. All respect to you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, man. Who we got next? Danny, I see you unmuting.
Hey, Hawk. Well, first off, I want to say it's an honor to even be talking with any of you guys because I watched y'all as I was in my late teens and early 20s, but I didn't even know this news until I got home, and I'm getting on here with y'all thinking, you know, y'all are going to be celebrating him being the coach, and man, I'm shocked. I mean, I'm completely shocked. I thought this would have changed the landscape, and, you know, I'm in a couple groups here and there on social media. I'm not going to say what they are, but, you know, there was a lot of hate for him, and I don't understand it. I mean, I've met him, you know, not for a long time, but, you know, I've met him at some events, and, you know, he's a great guy. And I seen how he played. He was one of my favorites, if not my favorite. And I don't understand this. It had to be his decision. I hope it was his decision, because if it's not, we're totally missing the ball here, man. I mean, this doesn't make sense to me at all. And I'm sorry, but respectfully to Tony Elliott, but he's not gonna be good for us. Mm. He's just not. Dex had the recruiting down pat, man. He's taking people away from us. You know, that would have killed two birds with one stone.
Oh, yeah, so, that's true. That's
true. I mean, you know, I defend him to the end, and, you know, I still will. You know, it doesn't change him as a person. You know, I respect his decision, though, if this was his decision.
Yeah.
He had to have a good reason if it was. But, hey, guys, I love you guys, man. Y'all brought many good, great memories for me. And, I guess I'll have to keep watching them on YouTube.
Appreciate Thanks, you, bro. Guys. Thank you, man. Thank you for supporting your feedback and your words, man. Nick, I see you just unmuted yourself. What's up, bro?
Huge fan. But I want to start off and say everything that Stan said, I'm sure a lot of us agree with everything he said, man.
Okay.
We all feel the same way. But let's look at the bigger picture for Dex here, man. This could be a huge year for him.
Mm-hmm.
He develops that Penn State defense. Make them look good. There's going to be a number of Power 5 conferences that can be calling him a year from now, 2 years from now. Look at the bigger picture. At the end of the day, we're all here in this group. We all love UVA. We can all agree on that.
Absolutely.
Chat. But bigger picture is something fell through. We're all supporting Dex, but, man, just imagine if that Penn State defense is a top 10 defense. You know, he gets the bigger offer. Somewhere bigger.
Yeah. No.
So it can't be a we're all heard about it. We all want Dex. I think we can all agree with that.
No, I'm definitely with you on that, man. That's what I was saying. Like, Tony Elliott could end up being a good coach, but the first initial shock wave or the first initial storm he goes through is going to be like Dawn Staley is with every time our women's basketball team struggle. Or, you know, any chance she has success, they're going to say, oh, we dropped the bag. We could have had Dex, you know. And that's the unfortunate thing that is not fair to Tony, but that's going to happen.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So, I'm like, look, man, like, y'all know I've repped my alma mater. Y'all know Dex is my bro. So, I'm torn because I'm like, yo, I love Dex. I love my school. I can't be mad at Carla and them because I don't know what went down. That's just me. But if my homeboy's pissed at Carla, I can't tell them they can't be pissed at them. I can't tell them they can't be disappointed in the university. I'm not going to do that because you entitled to your feelings. But me personally, I'm just torn. I'm just like, I like to get that's what happened to go to therapists. I like process everything and stay positive. You know what I'm saying? So I see Tyree hand is up. I'm going to respect everybody's time. Tyree, what's good with you, bro?
Hey, what's up, Hawk? How you doing, man?
Good, man. Good to talk to you.
You too. Hey, I'm, you know, member of the class of 2001 coming in, UVA alum. I just wanted to say a few things. Look, I think with any program, we all know that the culture is the reason why programs win. And I know when I was coming out of high school, and the reason why I turned down all the scholarship offers I had to go to Virginia and stay home was watching the teams like Poindexter and you and all those guys and the way they played and the culture of football that they played. I don't know if University of Virginia is ready for that same culture to come back. That's what I think the problem is. That culture where football actually meant something at UVA, you know, it was more than just people showing up for the Virginia Tech game. It was everybody showing up for games. The lawn was packed. We had the bands running around. That's the reason why I committed. Texas class and you guys are the reason why I committed to UVA. That culture since George Welch has left hasn't been back, and I don't think the university is ready for it to be back. That's my two cents.
Threw a gauntlet down. D. Jennings, what's good, bro?
What sells you, man?
You know, I thought I had to say to you before you unmute your mic.
relax. But I just want to throw my two cents in there. You know, some guys just kind of spoke on it too. That really would have changed the program, but one swipe of the pen. I think Connor said that earlier, man, and that's real. Like, again, as my man's just saying, coming out of high school, Dex walked into my high school in 2009. You know what I'm saying? And recruiting as a junior, and like, I finished high school as an All American, 30 plus offers, and I came to Virginia because Dex was the leading factor and the man recruiting me. Like, he was a driving force that sold me as like him just as a person, being genuine, looking at me as not as a number, but just as a human being. You know what I'm saying? And yeah. He really could have changed the program, touched a lot of lives, brought a lot of seats back in them stands, and money for calling them, like, in their pockets. You feel me? So I'm still keeping hope alive. You know what I'm saying? The book not closed yet. You know, hopefully we can pull a 180 and really get my man back on board. But yeah, we definitely dropped the ball on this one if the news is true.
Facts. Now, I appreciate you, man. Definitely appreciate you sharing your story of Dex personally recruiting you, because I mean, that's what he do, man. That's what he do. I mean, that's how special Dex is. He's one of the most genuine folks. And again, I don't know Tony Elliott, but Dex, that's a hard act to follow, man. It's like being in a concert. MC Hammer back in the day went on, you had to go after MC Hammer. It won't gonna happen for you. You ain't had no Hammer pants. What you gonna do? Hey, Larry, what's good with you, man?
Ball hawk, man. What up, everybody? I wanted y'all to know that I literally downloaded Twitter just for this. I literally had no one on Twitter. I do nothing on Twitter. Today is, you know, it's one of those days, man. I'm torn because although I want Dex to be there, we all know what Dex can do in recruiting. We all know what he represents in terms of the university. You know, at the same time, someone else mentioned too, I don't know that I wanted Dex to come. I don't know that we were going to give him the full deck of cards he needed to go out there and really do what he needed to do. I felt like we may have tried to shortchange him, whether it's staffing issues, financial issues, academic support, where it's almost like you don't want to see your bro get set up for failure. And I felt like as much as I wanted Dex to come, it may be a blessing in disguise, because we see how UVA has treated their coaches since Welch has left. So, you know, you go by that track record, you know, how they did London, how we did Mendenhall. Do we really want to see Dex go through that? That said, if Dex shows up, recruits the hell out of 757, wins 10 games, and ACC title, no one complains. And to the flip side of that, Elliott can do the same as well. But for Elliott right now, it's going to be tough for him to come in. I mean, just judging by, you know, the comments that I've heard on here today, it's going to be tough for the university and the community to get behind this guy. You know, it's tough that for the school to go out to your alumni and say, oh, support this guy, write us a check, come support us, when we had this all-time great that you could have hired, and it would have made all that so much easier. It would have made it so much easier for people to give money, so much easier for me to want to buy season tickets. And now it's like, maybe I go, maybe I don't. I'll check the score, see what they do, see what my man Biscuit's doing on the sidelines. But, you know, it's a tough day. And I don't know that, you know, Dex getting hired would have solved our problems. And like I said before, you don't want to see your fam get set up for failure. And I feel like that might have been what have happened if he came. But that's my piece. What up, everybody? What up, Fleet? What up?
All the other who's on here, man, love y'all. Let's try to stay positive. I know it's a tough day, but try to stay positive as best we can, man. Love all y'all.
Facts, bro. Appreciate you, man. And salute to everybody that's sharing the space. Salute the people on the Saber right now discussing. It's one troll that said, I was whining. I never once whined. So shut up, sucker. Nobody was whining. I actually been behind them saying I'm going to support Tony Elliott, but it's always a troll. And it worked because he got my attention. I ain't going to shout out your handle, though, but you a sucker for that. Who else we got that hasn't spoke yet that want to unmute themselves? Sorry for shouting out that sucker.
Hey, Hawk, I just wanted to kind of reiterate some of the things everyone else was saying. I appreciate all the excellent points everybody's making. It's kind of a sad day because I think that, you know, this program, it's, you know, sad because I think we all as fans with Dex, we saw the vision. We bought into the idea of what Dex could bring. And, you know, we saw what this program could be. You know, maybe it was some delusions of grandeur. I hope, you know, that's not the case. I think he was the right man for the job. And, man, it's hard to take that disappointment. And it's, you know, for me and I'm sure a lot of you guys here too, you know, we're being asked to buy into something completely different, kind of out of left field. And that's just going to be something that's hard to do going forward. But, you know, going to have to try our best and try and buy into Tony Elliott.
Facts, bro. No, I definitely appreciate your feedback. We got a couple more minutes, man. Anybody that hasn't shared their thoughts, please raise your hand so I can try to get you in here. My boy OG Who, Trey, you go ahead. My boy OG Who's having a space at 8. Make sure y'all check out his space because he'll be discussing this further. And by then, it'll probably be more news that pop out. Trey, you a speaker, so just hit unmute at the bottom left. Make sure your mic is on. There you go.
I got it on. Appreciate it, Ball Hawk. Yeah. We just going. I'm not an alum, but I got strong ties to the university. I actually got to complete my internship in 2012 with the football team. So I got to meet and be around Dex after, you know, first two autographs I got was Dex and Thomas Jones. So y'all know what era I was growing up on, like a lot of us in YouTube ball.
Appreciate so you.
I get that from everybody. Like, I love Dex as much as the next person. Like, I can think of, like, the end of my internship, I'm a December baby, and I actually have the same birthday as Marcus Higgins, the 29th. They took me out. They showed me a great time to cap off my thing right after I graduated from college. So I got nothing but love for Dex. But I do want to, like, I get it. I share the same thing because I got really hyped by the last 2 days like everybody else. But I just say that we can't totally just not give him a chance. Mm-hmm. And I just related to basketball. It's like with Tony Bennett. How many of us really knew about Tony Bennett before he got here and look what he was able to do when he was given a chance?
Yeah.
So just as much as we know what we felt with Dex, maybe it's not the right time yet because if anybody sees a quote from Dex, he said, timing is everything. I will be back one day, but for now I'm going to stay at Penn State. That tells me that, hey, you never know. Maybe 5 years down the line, you never know what might happen. We can't. None of us are fortune tellers. Let's just try, you know, take your time. I get it because Dex is one of a kind. Just cheer from a Penn State. Let him have a top 10 defense in the country because it's only going to make him look better. And then he's one of the few guys we can say. A lot of guys in other programs got people where they're like, well, we know when the time is right, he's going to go back home. Yeah. Dex is one of our ones for this. So
appreciate you.
It may not be today, but you never know. It's probably still in the cards, so I can see it happening. So everybody be easy. Hey,
thanks, we'll man. We'll be all right. Appreciate you, man. Right. Thank you. Thanks a lot for your kind words. I got Army Vet got his hand up. Army Vet White and then wife. And then my man Luke Nigg in the building. I see Stan wanna chime in. But I'm gonna let Army Vet go first. Where Army Vet?
Hey, Hawk. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing great. And first I wanted to say I'm UVA fan, born and raised my whole life. You know, even my dad told my husband he better be a UVA fan before he married me because that was not going to work if he wasn't. This group, my son actually turned me on to this group, and I've been listening to you guys for the last three podcast that you've been doing. I think it's great. I'm learning a lot, and it's awesome to be able to hear from so many different people who have so many different roles. My first thing is, you know, I live in Lynchburg, so Dex's name around this town is well known.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody thinks the world of him. I've never met him personally. I have friends that went to school with him and or played against him here. And everybody just talks about what a wonderful person he is. So I just wanted to say that I'm just sad today about this whole thing. Not that I won't give Tony Elliott a chance because I don't know him. I know some about football, but there's a lot I don't know about football and the background of someone's experience, and all the statistics, things like that. I'm still learning. So I don't know, not that I won't give him a chance, but I'm just sad that Dex won't be coming. I don't know the reasons why either. And I don't know that any of us will ever really know. But I just want to say that, you know, I'm sad with a lot of people that Dex won't be coming. But Dex's name will always be around. We will all always love and appreciate everything he's done for UVA and just as a guy in general. And as far as, you know, I've heard a couple of people mention about not deciding whether they want to go to games anymore with a different coach because we wanted Dex so badly. And I totally get that. My husband even made a comment about, well, I guess, you know, wonder if we'll renew our season tickets. And my response was, yes, we will, because we're not going to that game just to support that coach. We're going to that game to support those guys on the
mm-hmm.
field.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, I'm a mom and I look at those guys like kids, like, you know, like I don't look at them as grownups. I look at them as kids because my son is their age. So I think, you know, I'm there to support those kids on the field because they worked hard to get there, and that's why we go to the games, not for the coach.
Absolutely. Definitely appreciate that. Appreciate your support and your feedback.
Absolutely.
Who else we got next? I see Fleet hand was up. Fleet, what you got?
Hawk, I know I've been on one, bro, but I'm going to try and keep it real quick on this one. Look, and I heard somebody else say it. I think it was and I forget who it was, I'm sorry, but somebody previously said, look, Tony Elliott may prove to be an excellent football coach. I was wrong about Tony Bennett. I have eaten that crow a ton of times. But this is different. And I'm going to just give you a quick synopsis on how I'm looking at this. I would rather, when I chose UVA, Hall, you know, I'm a year after you, 2 years after you. I'm looking at it as, George Welles was able to sustain. We were one of four schools in the country that was winning at least seven games. We did it for 13 years. I think we got it to 14 before the end of the Welsh era. What I'm trying to say is Tony Elliott may come in and get us to the ACC title game. Maybe we win the conference. Maybe you get in the college football playoff. Oh, that's cool. What I'm trying to say is, the structure of the program, the family, the way, like, because UVA is such a different animal, Welsh was the only coach that's been able to navigate that animal successfully. And so when I look at coming off the Grow years, where there's still a lot of pain and resentment from one of our own, Grow played at UVA too. This was an opportunity to almost like not undo those wrongs, but to put some of that pain to bed that we've had since Welsh retired. So I'm like, Carla, if you don't have people in your circle that can tell you the deep, dark history of what we've gone through over there at that McHugh Center and on that at that stadium on Saturday, then you're not surrounded by the right people to push this deal over the top. Dex is a difference maker, and I'm going to just leave it real simple. I'd rather have 10 years, well, it wouldn't be that long, I'd rather have 5 years with Dex at 6-6 than 1 year with Tony Elliott winning the conference. That's my family. I'm riding with him, Hawk. That may be crazy. I'll shut up and listen.
All right. I got you. Luke. What up, Luke?
What's happening, Hawk? I'm going to ditto that. Let's start with Dex, okay? You and I have been to camp before. We remember when he was out there throwing the visor on the ground, banging helmets together, talking about how the safeties, Ed Harris for one, how you need to attack it. You remember that energy, right? And that's something that was lost this past year, playing that week 3-3-5 defense with no energy. Second of all, didn't we need somebody to stir the pot, somebody to make things interesting, to make UVA football fun again? I mean, God bless Bronco, but, you know, not a ton of luster personality. Let's get out there and party at Scott Stadium. That's A. And then B is, did anybody watch that poverty Clemson offense this year? Because I did. It was atrocious. They were trying to run Elliott out of town for the last 2 years. It wasn't just this past season. It was 2 years ago. Even though they made the college football playoff, they sputtered against Ohio State. They couldn't keep up with that offense. They struggled at Lane. What did they have, like one touchdown in the first half at Lane last year? I mean, the Clemson fans are thrilled that Elliott's gone, and that makes me a little bit worried. I'll let you talk now.
That's cool. I repeat, I was reading the message board, and trolls want my attention. I'm sorry. But now I'm with you, man. Like, it could have definitely spruced up what everybody was looking for. You know, it's like a lull right now because we had a very average season. We got a bowl game still left. Everybody's still supporting the players. Everybody wants all the players that's in the transfer portal to you know, come back to the team because we want to cheer them on and build off what they had offensively this year and improve on defense next season, you know? So that's the main thing, man. But
I don't know. We'll see, man. I mean, we got a lot of guys leaving in the portal. You know that too.
But let's see who we got next. Larry, you got your hand up. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah. Just to tag team off what Fleet was saying about the longevity aspect. And that was something that kind of hit me today too on, you know, if Elliott has a couple good seasons, you know, gets 10 wins, gets a bowl game, do you think he's leaving for the next best? Probably, right? But I felt like that, like, kind of breathed and epitomized what UVA was. Like, I could see Dex, you know, ever since Wes left, I've always wanted to have another legendary coach to be there for 25 years. You know what I mean? Like, I had that stalwart at the head of your program, and I felt like, you know, Dex would say that this is his absolute dream job. But if you go back to your alma mater, where you made your name, where you made All-American, where you went to Hall of Fame, this is a head coach, it just feels so right for such a long time if we got the program growing. It has a couple good years, you know, like a job, I feel like. And then we're back routine over and over again. And like, you know, if we were to hire Dex, that could potentially, you know, put an end to that. But that's all I had.
No, I appreciate that, man. So, look, man, we wind it down. Let me see. Almighty got his hand out. Let me see what he got to say. Oh, was he just waving?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing well, bro.
Hey, not to get off subject, but Ahmad, man, I sent you an inbox. If you could check it, man, my son is he plays for the state championship in California this weekend. His name is Jamai East, ultimate wide receiver, DB, and DE. I sent you some highlights. He's athlete of the week. Scored 4 touchdowns in the section championship game.
Yeah.
Scored 2 touchdowns, 2 quarterback sacks, and a pick 6 in the what do you call it? Like right before you get to state, whatever that is. But I'm pretty sure state this weekend, he's going to kill it. I'm just bringing, kind of bring awareness to my kid like a father's supposed to do. Whatever team y'all talking about, if you guys got any insight, Jamai East, number 11, Vanden High School, Bay Area, California.
Appreciate you, man.
I sent you some inbox, man, so I'd appreciate it if you checked them out. And I promise, man, you'll be very impressed, man, with my kid, man. Through Corona, I spent $50 a day sending him to a personal trainer. I've been working with him he's been blasting kids out their boots since he was 8 years old, man.
Okay. I definitely appreciate you, homie. I definitely check that out.
So please check your inbox, sir. I appreciate you. I wouldn't saw who you are, so much respect, brother.
All right. Thank you, man. Peace to you.
Okay. Thank you. Jamai East, number 11.
Got you. I got you. Appreciate that, man. I definitely check him out. So, look, we got to close the space. My closing thoughts is this. Overall, on the situation, I got a couple of things I want to say. First of all, I appreciate everybody that took time out to be a part of the space, everybody that stepped up and shared their thoughts on what just took place. But here's what I want to say to a lot of people who just pop in for like 5 seconds and leave. and go on these different social mediums because I see everything. So you probably not going to hear this because this is addressing you. I'll create spaces to allow folks to share their true feelings. I'm not in agreement with everything that's said, but I'll allow folks to share their opinions. That's life. But at the end of the day, I support my university. At the end of the day, I love Dex. At the end of the day, I'm excited to see if Tony Elliott is the head coach, what he can do here. But not once did I badmouth Tony Elliott. So don't put that damn narrative out there. Don't try to use me because I'm who I am and attach something negative, because that's the last thing I am. I ain't negative. Only time I'm negative is when Petty Hall come out and I come at you trolls. That's when I'm negative. But when it comes to this situation, there is no negativity. There is none. Stop looking for it. Stop thinking I don't see what you writing on these message boards. I see you, Scooby-Dooby-Doo. Where are you? I see you. So just realize, man, ease up on that. Go back under your bridge. Start eating your skin again because you're just a troll. Okay? But respectfully to everybody else that's up here, man, salute to y'all. Salute to my man, Chris Wright from the Sabre. Definitely appreciate him being in the building. But when people act like suckers, I got to let them know they suckers, man. Because at the end of the day, I used to headbutt people for four quarters. I can't do it no more. But yeah, now I'm about to go run. Heal on these heels. You know what I'm saying? So salute to everybody, man. 100. Oh, did anybody speak that I didn't get to? I do want to respect that, though. Okay, look like everybody good. All right, man, make sure y'all check out OG Who. He's going to have a space that's going to pop up at 8 o'clock discussing more Virginia football. Check out his space. I'll try to pop in later just to listen in. And I like to support my bros. Salute the Wahoos, man. And if the Tony Elliott era begins, we're going to be right there front and center making sure he get what he need to be successful. Because it's still our program. All right? And that's what it is. Peace to y'all. We out.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.